They got themselves into third position after a little bit of a up and down start to the season, but it's been pretty good of late. And it was a narrow 2-point loss last weekend to the testing team within the competition, that being Melbourne. So Daniel Kickett joins us. He's the power forward for the Sydney Kings. Hi, Daniel.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, good, good. Yes, been a bit of a quiet time of late, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, we've had a little bit of a break, about 2 weeks, I think, about 10 days or so with the FIBA window break. So, yeah, we've had the opportunity to get some time off, rest up a little bit, but also a bit of time to prepare for Perth coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be another good test. I mean, you had Melbourne United, you went down by 2 points, but what did you take out of that game that'll give you confidence going forward?
Yeah, I mean, we've played Melbourne twice now down in Melbourne, and we've played them close both times, and, you know, they're the reigning champs from last year, and yeah, they're going to be one of the teams you're going to have to go through to get that championship. So, you know, there's always areas to improve. But, you know, we're happy that we're competing. No one's really gone out there and really given it to us this year. So, you know, there's a lot to take away from it. There's a lot of learning to take away from it as well. But, you know, we're happy with the performance. Obviously, you want to win those ones. But, you know, we're in a position in that game where we're out of that game. And we fought back, got it back to a 2-point game. And unfortunately, they came out with it. But, a lot of learning to come out of it.
Yeah, I think that's encouraging signs, Daniel. The fact that you were behind by 12 points in that third quarter and you were able to compete and you continue to play strong to the final whistle. And I think, well, if you've got that mentality, you'll always be difficult to beat.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something you're going to need throughout the season here. You know, there's going to be a lot of close games. And, yeah, you're going to need to work on that. Finishing out, and, you know, teams like Adelaide out there, they get down by 20. Illawarra get down by 20. They come back and win the game. So, yeah, it's definitely something you have to be prepared for.
Yeah, I was looking at the numbers. Is it that right? You missed 8 or 9 free throws.
Is it? I can't remember. And this is a few weeks ago now. Yeah, yeah. Free throws were obviously something that ended up coming back to hurt us. And yes, it's those little things you look back on. You think, hey, well, if a few things went our way here and there, you know, the game looks completely different. But those things happen, and yeah, you know, obviously you don't want to miss free throws, but. As long as you're in the game towards the end, you know, you should still be able to pull it out. But, yeah, obviously knocking down those freebies always helps.
Yeah, it does. And obviously when you look back at, you know, all the stats, you can find holes in, you know, stats if you want to look hard enough at them. But the other one was they scored plenty of points inside the paint. And I think they had a lot more offensive rebounds than what you guys did. So that would have been disappointing as well.
Yeah, I mean, again, to reiterate, like, this is 2 weeks ago for us. So we, you know, we've moved on from this. Obviously, we've addressed those issues. But now our whole focus last 10 days has been Perth. So, you improve on those areas. Obviously, you know, every game there's areas you want to improve on. It's rare that you have a perfect game.
Yep.
So, obviously, you address those things in the first day, two after, and then you put them behind you.
And what's the strength of the Wildcats, mate? They've only dropped one game this season.
Yeah, I think unexpected from a lot of people this year. Didn't pick them to be where they're at right now. 10-1, playing really well. They're working together really well. Obviously, they've got a guy, Bryce Cotton, who's just able to fill up the stat sheet, put a lot of points there. But then they've got a lot of guys who have been at Perth for a long time, and they play hard. They go after offensive rebounds, and they get in there and they get gritty and make it a tough game. So, we're looking forward to the challenge because obviously they're sitting up the top there, so it's going to be a good test for us. And really looking forward to going out there and, you know, testing ourselves against them.
Daniel, we see the impact of Andrew Bogut on the court, but what's the impact he has, you know, around the club and at training? Well, particularly for yourself, do you take anything away from it? I mean, you've known him a long time, I guess.
Yeah, I've known Andrew a long time. Yeah, he brings obviously a bit of experience and. Obviously, he's the most talented player in this league, and he's done it for a long time on the biggest stage in the world. Yeah. So, obviously, what he brings to us every day makes us all better. You know, I mean, you practice every day going in there against a 7-footer that's, you know, one of the best shot blockers in the world. It's going to make you better, and you learn new skills, and you develop around him, but also offensively, you're developing around him, learn how to cut, learn how to get open because he'll find you. It's just what he brings. His talents, what he brings to training, it makes everyone better around him. So guys have been good at embracing that and you know, moulding their game to fit our game as a team now around him.
How much improvement's left in the Kings side going forward, Daniel? I mean, out of 10, where are you at the moment?
I mean, that's hard to gauge. I'd say, you know, you know, best case scenario, it'd be nice to say we're at a 7 or 8. But you know, there's still a long way to go. A lot of improvement to get through. Guys still learning rotations coming out of off the bench, and you know, some of the younger guys like Brian Bowen is getting more comfortable as the season goes on. He's still a young kid, and as that all evolves as the season goes, I think everyone will get better and better and better. And you start tweaking a few things offensively, defensively. It's now you've got, you know, 9-10 games under your belt. It's easy to see the rotations that are working, the defensive systems that we're using working, the offensive systems, where you start to see a pattern now. So then you can start just implementing those things and tweaking a few things here and there. But, you know, I think we've still got a long way to go until we're at our best. But unfortunately, so does everyone else.
Yeah. And you've got a busy month coming up, mate.
Yeah, busy couple of months. Yeah. I think we've got eight or nine games this month, and the same in January, something like that. So there's a lot of double headers. We've kind of had the lighter travel load to start the season off with, so now it really kicks into gear over these next few weeks and into January. So that's going to be, January's obviously going to be a you know, a pivotal month there for us. So it's yeah, the guys have used this last 10 days here to really rest up and understand what's ahead of us.
And obviously, mate, we were chatting earlier about Ben Simmons and whether he's going to commit to the Boomers or not for next year's World Cup. Do you have any sort of a gut feeling? It looks like all the Aussie, big Aussie guys from the NBA will be back. What do you feel about Ben?
Yeah, that's a hard one. I don't know Ben personally. I imagine that, you know, he's got a lot of things on his plate, a lot of things that he's got to weigh up. And I think that, you know, potentially my gut feeling would say that it's not going to be an easy decision for him. He's got to obviously weigh up his body, his injuries, you know, what it means, where he's at in his career, and where he thinks he needs to get to. And, you know, he's obviously going to want to keep getting better. So, you know, I couldn't really say, but I know for sure, well, I don't know for sure, but he'll definitely be in Tokyo. I'm not sure about the World Championships. Right. It'd be great to have him. It'd be great for Australia, obviously. You know, guy of that talent, it pretty much brings us into almost equal favourites, I think, with the US. So I'm hoping that he's there.
Yeah. Mm. Wouldn't that be great? That'd be great. Even just to play him in a final, but well, that would be great at the World Titles and then Tokyo in 2020.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be great to have him on the squad, wouldn't it? It'd give everyone plenty of confidence. Yeah. He goes all right on and off the field.
Bring the girlfriend. Daniel, we thank you so much, mate. Good to have you with the Sydney Kings, and good luck against Perth tomorrow night. Hopefully a big home crowd will get out there and support.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.